Phantom was kind of at the University of Kentucky School of Music, kind of an all-consuming event. You know, you had singers involved, you had instrumentalists involved, and directors, and you know, all these sorts of folks working on Phantom. Now that Phantom is done, they all have their own programs and stuff to do. And this weekend is kind of a flood at the University of Kentucky of different events. Friday night, you've got the UK Symphony Orchestra, and they're doing their American program, which is kind of a really ambitious program of music by Charles Ives and Carl Ruggles, and the Kentucky premiere of a new piece by William Bolcom that UK was kind of a co-commissioner on. Saturday night, you have the UK Men's Chorus doing their sort of big fall concert, and it's a reunion event for the Acousticats, which is an a cappella group at UK that is celebrating its 20th anniversary, and they've become quite a marquee ensemble for the UK choirs. And then on Sunday, you've got the women's choir performing at First United Methodist and the percussion ensemble, which is, you know, internationally acclaimed in its own right, performing at the Singletary Center.
We move over to Richmond on Saturday night, and classic performance could certainly be in store for those who are able to attend Tony Bennett's performance.
Yeah, Tony Bennett, I mean, you just have to say the name. You know? It was funny. He did, if I'm correct, I left my heart at San Francisco during the seventh inning stretch for one of the Giants-Cardinals playoff games. And I Facebooked, what a great performance or something. And a few friends said, who are a Cardinal fan, said, yeah, but he was in the wrong city. And I was like, well, you know, I left my heart in St. Louis. It doesn't quite roll off the tongue. But, you know, I think it just speaks to what a classic performer he is. He's been here a few times, but, a chance to see a legend like that in person is always something to pay attention to.
Tony Bennett, Saturday night at the EKU Arts Center. Also this weekend, vibraphonist Dick Sisto and his quartet, and it's a focus on John Coltrane.
It is, and this event really caught our eyes because they are performing at Good Shepherd Episcopal Church in Lexington, which, you know, you don't normally think of jazz groups and churches in the same breath. But John Coltrane's Love Supreme, some people, you know, casual listeners might not be aware of this, was written as a spiritual piece, as a tribute to God. That is what the Love Supreme is. And so Dick Sisto, very aware of that, kind of a spiritual gentleman himself, is bringing the piece to a church to, you know, do it in that setting. And he says he loves doing it there, that it feels right to be performing this piece there. So that'll be taking place on Sunday night at Good Shepherd.
And you can look for more information in Friday's edition of the Herald Leader, the Weekender section about arts and cultural happenings, and more on WEKU.FM. And Rich, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.